We'll join our hands and close our eyes. Okay. Priya will say Namukar Mantra and Arush will say Chitari Mangal Path and Jaimin will say these four lines. So God devoid of attachments. Okay. Okay.
ॐ नमो अरिहन्तानं नमो सिद्धानं नमो आयर्यानं नमो अजायानं नमो लोये सवसहुनं एषो पञ्चनुयारो सवपावकनाशनो मङ्गलानं च स्वविशन् पदमं हरि मङ्गलम्
हरिमङ्गलम् अर्हन्तमङ्गलम् सिद्धमङ्गलम् साहुमङ्गलम् केवलीपनतोद्धमोमङ्गलम् चतारीलोकोत्तमा अर्हन्तलोकोत्तमा सिद्धलोकोत्तमा साहुलोकोत्तमा केवलीपनतोद्धमो लोकोत्तमा चतारीशरणपविजामि अर्हन्तशरणपविजामि सिद्धशरणपविजामि साहुशरणपविजामि केवलीपनतं धम्मं शरणं पविजामि.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed. By knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so Arush, we did in the last session the meaning of these four lines, O God, devoid of attachments. Do you remember these four lines, Arush? These four lines that we did last time, O God, devoid of attachment. Have you learned these four lines? Can you sing them without looking at those lines?
Yes.
Okay, please sing for us. Very good.
Do I have to sing?
Yeah, you have to sing, but without looking at your study material. If you remember, just sing it, okay?
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, sounds full for prayer.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so who will tell me the meaning of these four lines? Jaimin, the meaning of these four lines.
The first line means Vitragi, then the second line means Sarvagya and Hitodeshi, and the third line means to destroy our Mithya Atya, and the fourth line means to, by knowledge, destroy a wrong belief.
Hello. Sorry, I got dropped off. Yeah, Jaimin, so the first line is Vitragi, second line Hitopdeshi. Then third and fourth line, Jaimin?
No, the second line is Sarvagyan Hitopdeshi. The third line is to destroy our Mithya Atva. And the fourth line is to destroy it by knowledge, to destroy a wrong belief by knowledge.
Okay. We have to put it in a sentence, then how will we put it? If we are praying in front of God, so actually what we are saying, how will we put it in a sentence? We won't be saying like, na, first line is Vitragi, second line is Sarvagya, third line is this. So, what is the meaning in a sentence?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Arush, can you tell me the meaning of these four lines?
The meaning of, well,
Yes.
I don't really know.
You don't know? Okay. Didn't we do these? Aren't we doing these lines since like many sessions? Try, you know, I know you know. Oh God, devoid of attachments means?
Oh God, devoid of attachments means that they're void of a, so they're asking God, well,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Arush, do you remember what Mithyatva is? Wrong belief. What is wrong belief?
Wrong belief is like your bad, is like your bad things. That the wrong, what you believe in, what the wrong things you believe in.
For example.
Like.
Yes, say. Okay, Jamin, what is Mithyatva?
It's a wrong belief.
What is wrong belief and then? What is Mithyatva and wrong belief?
Huh?
How do we understand wrong belief?
Like doing the wrong thing?
As in? Doing the wrong thing as in?
Like you have pride and stuff?
Oh, so if you have pride and stuff, then you have wrong belief.
If you have a lot of pride and ego and greediness.
Okay. Wait. Diya, what is Mithyatva?
Wrong belief.
Okay, so what is wrong belief?
Wrong belief is like, if you're eating food and it's yummy, that you are happy, and then that it's not real happiness, so that's wrong belief.
Okay, very good. Okay, simply we learnt it in the chapter Jeev and Ajeev that I am Jeev, right? But what do I believe? That I believe that I am this body, right? Who is Arush? Arush, what is your height? Arush? Yes?
Yes?
So your height, what is your height?
A height?
Yeah, your height. Great. How old are you?
How old I am?
Arush, say, yes.
Well,
say, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 years old, right? Okay, so 8 years old, and Jamin, how old are you?
11.
11 years old, okay? Now let me ask you, what are you? You are just body or you are the soul? Arush and Jamin, you both are soul or you both are body?
Soul.
Yeah? अच्छा आरुष इज बॉडी एंड जैमिन इज सोल. ओके व्हाट डिड वी डू इन द जीव एंड अजीव चैप्टर. आई डोंट हु इज जीव व्हाट हु इज जीव आरुष व्हेन डू वी कॉल हु एज एन या या आरुष हु इज जीव
जीव इज soul.
Jeeva is soul. So how do we know that he is Jeeva? What is the definition? Somebody who has what?
Soul.
Soul. And what do soul, like what do soul do? Jaren said it. Somebody who has knowledge attribute is known as Jeeva. Okay? So, what are you then, Arush, do you know, do you have knowledge attribute, Arush?
Do I have any attributes? Was that your question?
Knowledge attribute. My question is, do you know? Can you hear me? Can you see things?
Yes.
Yes, you can see. That means you have knowledge attribute, right? Only because of that you can see things. You can listen to people. So that means you are Jeeva. Okay? Now what is a Jeeva? Dia, who is a Jeeva? Ajeev, Ajeev. Dia, who is Ajeev? Yeah. Say.
There's no knowledge attribute.
Yeah. Who has no knowledge attribute is known as Ajeeva. Who is Jeeva? Jeeva has knowledge attribute. Ajeeva do not have knowledge attribute. Okay? Very good. So now, do we know body? Does our body know or the body don't know? Body doesn't know. Jamin, body is Ajeeva or body is Ajeeva?
Ajeev.
How do you know what is Ajeev? Can I see, ears listen to people, we speak with the mouth. So how can you say that it's Ajeeva? It body does not have knowledge.
Because it has no knowledge?
Say it has no knowledge. Don't your eyes see? Don't your ears listen? If eyes are seeing, means that body can see. And to see is a kind of knowledge.
I don't know.
How do you know that body is Ajeeva? Oh, you don't know. Okay. Actually, we have done all these things in the chapter Jeeva Jeeva, means in the last year. Fine. Okay. Arush, body is Jeev or body is Ajeev?
Body is Ajeev.
How do you know that body is Ajeev?
Soul is Jeev, then body must be a Jeev.
Why body must be a Jeev? Body does not have knowledge attribute.
Yes, body does not have knowledge attribute.
Okay, so your eyes are body or your eyes are soul?
Can you please repeat that question?
The eyes that we have on our bodies, the eyes. So these eyes are body or soul? These are parts of body or soul?
I think eyes are part of body.
Part of body. But don't the eyes see? Do not they see or do they see?
Um,
I'm just asking, the eyes have knowledge or eyes don't have knowledge? The body has knowledge or body doesn't have knowledge?
Body gets knowledge. I mean, body does not get knowledge.
Can we prove that? How do we know that body does not have knowledge? Simple, that we did, like, in that chapter we did it, like, how can we say that body does not have knowledge? Diya, what do you think, body has knowledge or body doesn't have knowledge?
Body doesn't have knowledge.
How do you know?
Because body is a jeev. It knows.
But we see all the bodies moving, all the bodies seeing things. So how can we say that body do not? I do not find a single body which does not talk to me. They, if I go to them, everybody talks to me. Is it the case? Yeah, Diya.
Because
how do we know that? Say.
My body doesn't listen to me.
Have you ever heard about dead bodies? Everybody ever heard about a dead body? Anybody, yes or no? Jamin, did you ever heard about a dead body?
Yes.
Diya has. Jamin and Arush, you have.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, okay. So you both have two. Okay. Do you have in a dead body? Does dead body see? Does dead body listen to you? Does dead body talk to you? Does it move? Like, does it walk? Does it run?
No.
Why? If body has knowledge, why is it not seeing things? Why is it not moving? If we change in every body, the living body or dead body, every body must talk, must see, must, you know, listen to us, must walk. If we say the body is living. But this proves that dead body doesn't see things or doesn't talk to us. So this proves that bodies do not have knowledge. It is something with the body that gives them this ability to see things. So what is it? So it is the soul. So when soul is in the body we see, like it can see, the body looks like it is watching things, body looks like it is listening to us. But when the soul leaves the body is as usual without knowledge, without, like, the eyes cannot see anymore, the ears cannot listen to anymore, the mouth cannot speak anymore. Why? Because it wasn't the body which was doing all these things, it was the soul. Because who has the knowledge? The soul has the knowledge. Okay? So we know that body does not have knowledge and the soul has knowledge. And I know. So what am I? I am body or I am soul?
I'm soul.
Arush? I am soul. Excellent. We all are souls because only souls know. We have the ability to know. Okay? So now if I ask Arush, how old is he? So he says 8 years old. 10 is 11 years old. Fine? Okay, now tell me, Jamin, who is 11 years old? Your body or you? Your soul?
My body.
Your body, okay? And what are you? The soul, the jiva, or a jiva?
Jeev.
Jeev, because you have knowledge attribute, right? And what is a body? Body is a jeev because it doesn't have any knowledge. Same way, Arush, 8 years old, is your body or your soul?
My body.
Your body, okay? So, and who are you, jeev or a jeev?
A jeev.
Because you have knowledge attribute, right? And body doesn't have knowledge attribute. So you're not body, you're not a jeev. Excellent. Very good. So now tell me, when you are jeev and when I ask you how old are you, why you tell me the age of your body and not your soul age? Why do you do that? Do you understand my question? If in an examination sheet you have to write your name and instead your name you write your friend's name and give answers to all the question paper or the questions of the paper, who will get the marks, you or your friend? Okay, everybody is listening to me. See what happened. Once upon a time, I went to give a examination. And in that examination, what one of my friend did, instead of his roll number in the answer sheet, he put one of my other friend's roll number by mistake. So when the result came, the other friend had two different results and this friend who did the mistake did not get any result. Why that happened?
Because
is everybody listening to me?
Number
yes, Sia.
Because
what?
He had number incorrectly.
So he had number, he didn't put his name correctly, he didn't put his number correctly, right, Dia?
Yes.
So what was the result? That he didn't get the marks. Even though he wrote the exam, right? He wrote the exam. But did he get the marks? No, he didn't get the marks. Jamin, why didn't he get the marks? Even after writing the examination?
Because he put his friend's number.
And not his own. See, the same way the wrong belief is. I asked you the age of you, Jamin, your age. And whom age did you tell me? You told me the age of the ajeev, the body, that you are not. You are jeeva. When I ask jeeva, how old are you? You tell me the age of body, which you are not. So isn't it something wrong or is it? Did you get my question? Did you get the problem here, Arush? Did you get the problem?
Yes.
What is the problem? That whenever I ask you your age, you tell me the age of whom? Age of your body. Don't you? Why? Because you think you are the body. So Arush is that 8 year old boy, right? Nobody remembers that Arush is a soul. And even Arush don't remember, Arush doesn't remember that Arush is a soul. Correct? Correct? Yes or no?
Correct.
Now we all see ourselves with our body and we do not see ourselves as soul, right? We never think like I am a soul. We always think like, oh, I am a little dark. Oh, I look handsome. Oh, I am so dull today. We see like looking at our body, we see, oh, this is me. In front of mirror, we stand for many time and look at, admire ourselves that I am looking great. Or this piece of thing is not looking good on my body. Right? Don't we do these things? We do these things. Why? Because we believe that this body is us. Right? And mithyatva is this. Mithyatva is to believe something that doesn't exist. You are jiva and you believe that you are a jiva. And in actual, the reality is that no, you are jiva. But what have you believed? You have believed, oh, this body is me. Right? So this wrong belief, that believing something something that is not is known as mithyatva or wrong belief. Is it clear now what is mithyatva? To believe that something which is not in existence, to believe that that thing exists. Like, I am Jiva, and what am I believing? That I am this body. And body is a Jiva, so it's not me, definitely it's not me. But I am believing that, yeah, it is me. So, this is known as mithyatva. Okay? Okay, so my question, like we did it in last time when I told you, introduce yourself to me, Jaimin.
Can you repeat the question?
Introduce yourself to me.
I am Jeev.
What else?
I have the knowledge attribute.
Excellent. You have the knowledge attribute. What else? What does knowledge attribute give you? What do you do with knowledge attribute?
I know.
You know. Excellent. Arush, introduce yourself.
Introduce my friends.
Yourself.
Friend? Oh. Me?
Yes.
Well, I'm an Indian boy that...
wait, Arush, Arush, we learnt in the Jeev and Ajeev chapter, right, how to introduce ourselves, just like Jaimin did. I am Jeev, what do I have and what do I do?
I am a Jeev. I have
knowledge.
Knowledge.
You have knowledge attribute. You have knowledge attribute. And what do you do? I guess we need to revise everything that we have done till date. We have forgotten everything. Okay, who remembers the name of 24 Tirthankaras? Arush, do you remember name of 24? Okay, excellent. Jaimin, do you remember name of 24 Tirthankaras?
Maybe.
Okay, and Dia, you remember?
Yes.
Very good. Achha, whom do we call Tirthankara? Who is a Tirthankar? Arush, do you remember the definition of a Tirthankar that we learned? Who is Tirthankar?
Tirthankar is... There are only 24 of them and they're like higher than God.
Higher than God, okay. And what else?
Well, Tirthankars, like, did some good things in their life. They completed
okay, Arush, fine. Jaimin, who is Tirthankar, do you remember?
Someone who has destroyed all eight karmas.
So that is the Bhagwan. Who destroys all the karmas is known as Bhagwan. Who is Tirthankara, I'm asking? What specialties does Tirthankara have?
And it's a result of virtue.
Okay, virtue of what?
Huh?
Some nam karma is there.
Panch Kalyanak?
Yeah, Panch Kalyanak, they have Panch Kalyanak, very good. What else do they have? Do they have Samaf Sharan?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some of Sharan. And they are called Tirthankara because of some Tirthankara Nam Karma, right? Fruition of Tirthankara Nam Karma.
What?
Right? They have become Tirthankar because of some Tirthankar Nam Karma. Right?
Yes.
Yes. That was we did. Okay, so what I think is in the next session, we'll go through all the chapters that we did till date. Because I guess we've forgotten everything. Fine. Coming back to presenting, understand what is wrong belief. Who will tell me what is wrong belief? Or mithyat or mithya darshan? Diya, what is wrong belief? Very good, very good. When you think you are this body, means you are a jiva, this body is jiva, in other way around. Okay? Or something, to believe something that does not exist, or believe things in the way they are not. Okay? Fine. Wrong belief is the belief in things in not like lines with their actual nature, okay? Jaimin, what is wrong belief?
When you believe that you're the body.
That?
What?
When you believe that? When you believe what?
When you believe that you are the body.
But yeah, I am.
What? Hello?
I think Anubhaji got disconnected.
Hello? Sorry. Okay, so when I believe that I am this body, this means I am believing something that is wrong. So, this is wrong belief. Okay, something that is not correct. To believe something that is not correct is known as wrong belief. Okay, Arush, what is wrong belief?
Wrong belief.
Arush? Yes.
Wrong belief.
Hello? This is Ajun. I got on a few minutes ago and then I was disconnected. I'm just wondering, is anyone else on the call?
Jejinendra,
Sachinji.
Jejinendra, Arjun. I think we just disconnected. I'm just waiting for everyone to come back.
I believe, if I'm not sure if you got my email, but I realize, I believe that the link you sent me for last week's recording was a recording from 2 weeks ago.
Let me check after this session, Arjun. because I guess, you know, some of them things, some of the things were, you know, repetition of the previous class, so I'm not sure. But I will I will listen to it post this session, and I'll respond to your email.
Okay.
At the same time, Arjun, I wanted to know like how long your classes are going to be.
I think it's 3 or 4 more weeks, I believe.
Okay.
But
okay.
I will I'll send you an email just to confirm after I confirm with my parents.
Okay, that's fine.
Anubhavji,
are you back?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Fine. Okay, so what is wrong belief now, Arush? You were telling us. Mithyatva. What is mithyatva, wrong belief?
Wrong belief is the
Yes.
No.
What it is? Yeah, Arush.
The wrong belief is like the bad stuff you think.
That is like what?
Is the bad stuff you think.
Bad stuff as in what? What bad stuff? It's not bad. See, bad stuff comes under sins and everything, okay? Like you do pride, you do violence, or you do something, things like that. That is a bad stuff, okay, Arush? Jamin? Wrong belief is not about bad stuff. Wrong belief is about belief that is wrong. That is not right. That is not correct. Like, see, thinking that I am body, believing that I am body and not jiva, is not bad in terms of sins, okay? You are not doing any violence here, you're not telling somebody a lie, you're not actually being greedy, but what you're doing is your beliefs are not correct, right? Right? Examination,
yeah.
The bad is doing cheating. Bad is doing cheating, okay? The bad thing is doing cheating. To cheat is bad thing. But in an exam, if you write your, if you think this is your roll number, which is actually not, then that is not a bad thing. That is a mistake. That is a wrong belief that you believe that it's your roll number, it's your name, but it was your friend's actually. So did you get the difference between the bad thing and the wrong thing? Wrong belief is something that you should have known that no, it is wrong, but you believe it to be correct. The bad is something that, you know, yeah, it's bad, it should not be done, and even you do it, still you do it. Like, we all know we should not lie, but we lie at times. We all know we should not hurt others, but others get hurt because of us. So those are the bad things that we know we should not do, but still we do. Wrong things are those which we believe that these are not wrong things. For us, they are not wrong. They might not be wrong for us, because they might appear to be like, oh, this is correct. Yeah, I am body. So for us, actually body, because we don't know that, oh, something like jeev or soul exists. Okay. When jindev come to us, or when our preachers come to us and they tell us that, why do you think you're body when you are not body, you are soul? So then we come to know, oh, I was believing the whole thing in an way. That's not right what I have as a belief, okay? So wrong belief is to believe something that is not correct. That is not the reality. And bad thing is something like doing bad, which is not acceptable, which is not social, okay? Beliefs can be like wrong and right. The bad things will always remain bad, whether you do it or whether you do not do it, okay? Fine. Arjun, can you explain us what is wrong belief?
Wrong belief is a belief that is not correct. Similar to saying, I am body, when you really are not body.
Yeah, believing that I am 11 years old or I am Arjun and my height is this much. So actually you are introducing your body, not your soul. So that means that you are this body and not soul. So this proves that we have wrong belief, that we see ourselves by this body and not by our soul. And actually what are we? We are Jeev. Arjun, can you introduce yourself?
I am pure soul.
Very
and,
good. Then
I have knowledge attribute.
Excellent. And what do you do?
And I know.
You know with this knowledge attribute. Excellent. So I am Jeeva. I have knowledge attribute and I know. Okay. And what does this shari does not have knowledge attribute, this body does not have knowledge attribute, and it doesn't know. Fine? Excellent, Arjun. Okay, so we are on these lines, the first four lines which we did in the last class. Arjun, meaning of these four lines?
What was that, Anubhaji? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
The meaning of the four lines we did in the last session, oh God, devoid of attachment.
It's saying that God, your Vitragi, your Sarvagya, your Hipodeshi, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by the knowledge.
And this is a prayer. Okay, so oh God, we pray in front of you, we pray to you that O God, firstly, O Vitragya and Hitopadeshi God, O without any attachments, omniscient and our well-being preacher God, please let our wrong belief get destroyed with the knowledge that we have, with the true knowledge that we have. So, this is our prayer. We are praying in front of God. So, what is our prayer? O Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi Bhagwan, please let we pray to you that a wrong belief get destroyed by the knowledge son or by knowledge. Okay? Okay. Everybody, the meaning is clear to everybody or any questions do you have?
It's clear.
Okay, it's clear to Arjun Arush. Now it's fine. Is it clear, Arush, the meaning of these four lines?
I only understand a little bit of only wrong belief. I only understand that it's not a correct place. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. To believe something that doesn't exist is known as wrong belief. Okay? That is also called mithyatva. Okay, Arush, and how do we know that we are believing something wrong? When somebody pins it out, like somebody actually tells it that, you're wrong at this point. Otherwise, according to us, what we believe is absolutely correct, right? This happens, this happens, that we believe the things in a particular way, then our parents tell us, oh, no, it's not in that way. And then we come to know, I have been believing in this way only. But our parents correct us. No, it's not in that way. Right? So that is kind of a wrong belief. We have some wrong explanation about the things. And in reality, things are in sheer contrast with with our beliefs. Okay? So I have all this time, I have been thinking that, I am this person who I see in every day in the mirror. I am that person. But actually, I am not that person. I am a soul and you cannot see soul. So whom do I see? I see the body that I have, that this soul me that I have. So I have this body, okay? And I am the soul. So believing that I am the body is something that is not the reality because we are the soul. So believing something which is not real is known as wrong belief. We have believed something which is wrong. Okay, and we are praying to Bhagwan that, oh dear Lord, please correct this wrong belief into right belief. How will that happen? if you will tell us the right path, so we'll get the right knowledge. And if we get the right knowledge, our beliefs will automatically get corrected. Simple, Arush? It's very simple. How is our Bhagwan? Our Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya and Hitopdeshi. So the definition of Bhagwan is one who is Vitragi, that is devoid of all attachments, Sarvagya, that is omniscient, and Hitopdeshi, that is the preacher of our well-being, is known as Bhagwan. And O dear Bhagwan, please, I pray to you that please, with the true knowledge, with the right knowledge, let my mithyatva, that is wrong belief, get destroyed. It's very simple. We are praying in front of Bhagwan that, O dear Vitragi Sarvagyan Hitopdeshi Bhagwan, please, with the true knowledge, let my wrong belief go destroyed. Clear?
Clear.
Hello. Clear, everybody, it's clear?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what we are going to learn is some numbers, okay? Okay, numbers. Okay, you all know the numbers? Up to where you know numbers? 100, 150, 200? Everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. Right? We all remember this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. So we'll be learning some numbers, okay, of Jainism, okay? Okay. What is one? What is one? How many things that are one? Something that is one, that is only one.
One.
Okay, how many souls do you have, Arjun?
One.
One.
One. Okay. And Diya, how many souls do you have?
I have one soul.
One. And Arush, Jaimin, you also have one soul each? Yeah, excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
So, what we know now, individually the soul is always one. Collectively, the souls are infinite. Individually, souls are, how many souls are there? One. Okay. So, one is what? One is soul. Okay. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you all hear me? Can you all listen to me? Am I clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now two. What are twos? We learned twos. How many devas are there? How many dev?
Two.
Who two? Very good, Diya. What are the two devs? Wait. Jaimin will tell us. Which two devas are there? Jaimin?
I don't remember right now.
Oh, we did it in Namokar Mantra. Amongst five Parameshtis, two are our Guru.
I know.
Okay, Arush, do you remember? Arush, do you remember which two devs?
Which two devs?
Huh, there are two devs. The names of those two devs. The true deva. There are two types of Bhagwan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, say Arjun. Arjun?
Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti.
Excellent. The two devas are Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti. Right? We did it, right? Okay, now what are three? What are three? Three are gurus, right?
Yeah.
Now name the three gurus. Jaimin, can you now name three gurus?
The Upadhyay, Acharya, and the Sadhus and Sadhvis.
Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu Parameshti. Okay, only Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu Parameshtis are three. Okay, gurus. Fine, Arush. Okay, so what is one? What is one? My soul is one. Devas are two. Gurus are three. Now what is four?
Four is Kashai.
Kashai. Kashais are four. Excellent, Diya. So we have four passions, four Kashais. Name four Kashais. Will tell me the names. Who remember the name of four Kashai? I'll give you the hint. The anger is one of them. Krodh.
Krodh.
Then something like
Mali.
Pride. Will.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Arush. Yeah. Okay, Arush. Arush. Yes, Arush.
Krodh, Man, Maya.
Okay. Wait, Arjun. Arush. Arush is trying. Yeah. Yeah, Arush.
Krodh. Krodh Kashai,
yeah.
Maan Kashai, Maya Very... Kashai, Lobh
yes.
Kashai.
Excellent, Arush. Very good. Jamin, name the four Kashayas. Jamin, are you awake?
Sorry.
Hello.
Okay.
Arjun, what are the four Kashayas?
Krodh, Man, Maya,
yeah, Jamin. Yeah, Jamin, say.
Oh, there's Krodh, Man.
Very good. So what is Maya? What do we mean by Maya? Diya,
Maya,
what is Maya?
Meaning, can I tell good. The meaning?
Anger.
Yeah, tell me. No, the can meaning of Maya, Maya.
Can I tell
yeah,
you?
Yeah, tell us, Jamin. Yeah, Arush, tell us.
Maya means tricking someone into in a bad way.
Oh, means to cheat, to do the cheat, to cheat somebody, right? To befriend somebody.
Yeah,
okay. And what is Krodh, Arjun? Krodh is what?
Anger.
Excellent. And Jamin, Lobh.
Lobh is greed.
Greed. Excellent. And Diya, what is Maan?
Maan is pride.
Right, excellent. So we have one is what? One is my soul. My soul is only one. Two are what? Two are devas, that is Aryantas and Siddhas. Then three is what? Three are gurus. Acharya, Upadhyay and Sadhu Pamishtis. Then what is four? Four are passions or kashayas. Krodh, Maan, Maya, Lobh. Anger, pride, cheat, to do cheating, like cheating, and then greed, greediness. Fine. What is five? Now, who will tell me the five?
Five sins.
Five parmeshtis. Who will name the five parmeshtis? Yeah. Jamin will tell us the name of five parmeshtis.
Arihanta, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu.
Sadhu. Arhanta Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti, Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti. These are five Parmeshtis. And somebody said five sins. Arjun, did you say five sins?
Yeah.
So you know the name of five sins?
No, but I remember it from one of the PowerPoints.
Okay. Which PowerPoint was that? That was Das Lakshan Parva.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah? Okay, so we have five sins. Okay? There are five sins. Sins means pap. Pap means something that we should not do. We should never ever do. Okay? So that is known as pap. Fine. So we have five sins. Okay? So now in this next four lines, here is a description of five sins.
Okay, so we'll keep on learning these things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then 6, there are 6 substances. In 7, we'll come to know about 7 tattvas. In 8, we know 8 tattvas. 9, we know 9 padarthas. 10, we know 10 dharmas. So we'll be learning these, okay, later. So now, what is 5? 5 is sin. Okay, so like I'll be reading these next 4 lines. Yeah.
Is one of the...
Yeah, Arjun.
One of the 5 sins is violence, correct? Or theft?
Yes, it's first. One of the sin is the violence, that is hinsa. We have to do ahinsa. So hinsa is violence, to hurt somebody, to hurt some jiva. Okay, fine. So now we'll be learning these next 4 lines, okay? So I'll sing these and then we'll discuss it just for... To name the 5 sins, I'll discuss it and then we'll conclude, okay? Okay. Arush, do you want to sing for us? The next 4 lines, maybe be kind to us. No, next 4 lines, maybe be kind to... The next 4 lines, maybe... Slide number 3, maybe be kind to all souls.
Okay, can I sing that?
Yes, please sing.
May we be kind to ourselves and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing, may we all practice celibacy.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so what we are doing here is we are actually talking about 5 sins, okay? So what is... May we be kind to all souls. To be kind to all souls means what? We should not hurt anybody. Means we should not do the violence. That is hinsa. So the first line has the first pap. Okay? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, then second line is never speak the untruth. Means we should not lie. So the second sin is falsehood or to speak lie. So we should not lie to anybody ever. So we should never speak the lies or the untruth. So that is a falsehood, the second sin. Jhoot. Asatya. Jhoot. Okay? Then maybe never do stealing. We should not be thieves, right? We are just normal human beings. So we should not steal the things of others, right? Because stealing is again a sin. It's a crime. Generally also it's a crime. We all know. So the third sin is theft. To be a thief, to steal the things of others. Okay, the third sin is theft. First is violence. Second is never speak the untruth means falsehood. We should not lie. Third is we should not do the stealing. So the steal, to steal some things means being a thief, means theft is the third sin. And maybe all practice celibacy. Okay, so the fourth sin is, you know, it is the celibacy, or we call it wrong intentions. Okay, it is known as kushil in the Hindi language. It's known as kushil. In the English language, we call it wrong intentions, or we call it to not practice the celibacy. Okay. So these are the 4 sins covered in these 4 lines, okay? Which ones? Violence, falsehood, theft, and wrong intentions. Hinsa, jhoot, chori, and kushil. And the 5th sin is accumulation, to collect things. Accumulation, parigraha, to collect things. That I have this huge bungalow, I have so many laptops, so many cars, so many clothes. Okay, so we are accumulating. This one is parigraha. This is also a sin. What do Armuniraj have? Armuniraj have what? What do our Bhagwans have? How many homes does our Bhagwan have?
One.
Hello, is everybody awake? One home our Bhagwan has, and that one home is where? in US or in India?
Seoul.
Okay, so Seoul is the home of Bhagwan. Okay, fine, very good. So, what do our Muniraj have? What do Sadhu Parmeshthis have? Do they have a home?
They have knowledge attribute.
No, no, they have knowledge attribute, correct. Now, when we look at our Sadhu Parmeshthis, what do they have? Do they have home?
No.
Where do they live? They live in jungles, right? So, they don't have home. Do they have clothes on the body?
No.
No. So, our Sadhu Parmeshthis do not have anything at all, right? They don't accumulate things. They don't have a car, they don't have a home, they don't have a family, they don't have even the clothes, right? So, why? Because they do not do the sin of accumulation. Foregone everything. So, they have left. Fine. So, we have five sins, four passions, three gurus, two devas, and one soul. I have one soul, two devas, three gurus, four passions, and five sins. Okay? So, we'll be learning about these five sins in the next class. Okay? In the next session, what I'll be doing in the first 15 minutes, that we'll be picking up one of the chapters and we'll be revising it. Because I feel that we have forgotten most of the things. Okay? So, now, till then, we'll conclude for today's session. Okay? So, what we'll do, I'll read the four lines, first four lines, then Diya will read the other four lines, then Arjun will read the first four lines again, and then Jaimin will read the other four lines, and in the last, Arush will say the Ramukar Mantra and we'll conclude, okay? Okay? Okay, so I'm singing the first four lines. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Oh God.
Very good, dear.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill our prayer. Son, fulfill our prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we practice celibacy.
Namo Arihantaram. Namo Siddharam. Namo Ariyaram. Namo Vachayanam. Namo Loi Savisavunam. Aso Panchinamokaro. Savetana Pavashino. Manglainam Chesavisting. Param Havai Mangalam.
Excellent. These four lines, I'll tell you how to sing these four lines and then we'll conclude, okay? Just 2 seconds, okay? May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Okay? So, remember the five numbers that we learned today, okay? And in the next session, keep in mind what Mithyatva belief is, okay? Don't forget the example of body and soul. Okay, thank you all. Thank you.
Jai Jinendra, thank you.
Jai Jinendra, thanks to everyone.
Jai Jinendra.